This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a good night kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Friday, August 9th, 2013, the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki on August 9th, 1945, 8 months after Japan offered to unconditionally surrender. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Networks Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program it chooses. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will not be taking calls in today. Because when we have two guests, I usually like to devote all the time to the guest. Our guest this first hour is Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me back, and thanks for being willing to address this issue.
Well, it is.
Thank you.
It's crucial. It is absolutely crucial, and thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us. So what is going on recently? I know you had website troubles. I think you were actually somebody took the website down or attacked it.
It got pulled down within about 15 minutes of posting data on the extremely high UV levels that we're metering in Northern California. We believe that to be the case in many other locations, and we're actually in the process of setting up meters in other places around the country now, but it's one of those elephants in the room that has not been reported. The entire system is really structured not to report it. It's like the radiation when it comes across from Japan. They just shut down all the metering. So we think it's been off and escalating so long that they've really got the system structured well to not reflect how bad the UV is. And in fact, in Northern California, we were seeing the bark is being burnt off of trees from the bottom to the top on the southwest side. I mean, it's virtually gone down to core wood. Trees are dying, dead sticks or dead limbs sticking out all over. They're dropping their leaves. The sun feels unbelievably hot. People's gardens aren't growing. Tomatoes aren't producing. It's quite advanced here. So when we posted the data on that article, yeah, the site was pulled down in about 15 minutes, and over the next 3-plus days, it got pulled, I think, 8 times total. We had to switch servers to a more secure server and go through quite a few hoops. But I guess when you hit a sensitive spot, something that's they don't want out there, things like this happen, because we couldn't find any other. There was no other explanation. We never had anything like this happen before. So, and there's no question the UV is absolutely off the charts.
Right. Now, who do you think did that to your site? Do you think it was the government?
Well, who can say, you know, who the ultimate person is that does it, but certainly it sends off alarms with us, too. We felt that would be very sensitive data, and it's amazing that it hasn't come to light yet, really. I mean, it's a testimony to just how controlled the system is when UV can be so high that it's burning the bark off of trees and keeping people's gardens from growing, really very, very sensitive on the skin, and it can be completely unknown, completely undisclosed from our so-called metering agencies, our agencies like NOAA, who supposedly reads these levels of UV, and it's just astounding that we live in a society that is supposedly so technologically advanced, it is, but yet so controlled that something can be this far off the rails and not be known. It's absolutely astounding. And the UV, to explain how high we are, now, there's a 40-year environmental metering tech that's done this for us. We had the meters were donated by an anonymous person that wanted to help us with the situation. It's brand new equipment, and UV is measured in two primary bands that we're supposed to be exposed to, UVA and UVB, UVA being the most benign. And we are told that no more, by all agencies, including World Health Organization and NOAA, for example, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we're told that no more than 5% of total UV is UVB, the more lethal band. And now we're showing something like 70% is UVB. So using the most conservative math we can, we're trying to be very cautious with this, but the most conservative math we can, we're looking at UVB levels that are some 1,200 to 1,400% higher than we're being told. These are astronomically high figures. And UVB does a lot of things. It causes a lot of visual problems. I mean, it can cause blindness if it's too excessive. It stunts plant growth, tree growth. It can stop seeds from sprouting. There's a long list of very horrific things UVB does, and the next band below UVB, and we're actually starting to get some measurement of UVC, and we're told that stops 100,000 feet up in the atmosphere. Below UVC is X-ray. So we're getting into ever more lethal bands of UV because it appears the ozone layer has been shredded from geoengineering, and we know that is an expected result of geoengineering, a shredded ozone layer. We appear to have that now.
Wow. And of course, California is an essential state as far as agriculture. And when you consider that state seems to be under a bigger attack than other states, even on the West Coast, don't you think?
You know, it's funny you should say that because yes, we do think so. I mean, it appears that, in fact, Will Thomas, I think you probably know who Will is. He's a Canadian journalist. It's done a lot for the cause of exposing geoengineering. But we'll term this a climate sacrifice zone. And it appears that that's, in fact, true. Whether it's a specific intent or simply because of what they appear to be trying to do in the Arctic right now, and there's some big things going on there we can talk about, but whether it's just a consequence of what they're trying to do in the Arctic or a specific intent, we certainly can't say. But California is being absolutely hammered. I mean, we've had summer here since the beginning of July. The whole West Coast is being hammered pretty hard until you get pretty high up in Washington. But we've had temperatures off the charts, so far above normal day and night, consistently. A lot of record temperatures set, bone dry. Trees are dying everywhere. It's really... it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And you can't effectively grow a garden unless you have a heck of a lot of water and total, or, you know, complete shading over it. You can't grow one. I mean, it's simply the UV is too intense. It's too dry. It's too hot. It's quite intolerable. And the trees have reached their limit, Deanna. They've absolutely, the trees in the forest, our fir trees are flashing out dead all over, and, the ecosystem just can't take anymore. And this is we see the blanket spraying off the U.S. West Coast, which is the Eastern Pacific. Almost every day we see blanket spraying from Baja to to the Aleutian Islands and out several thousand miles. That disrupts any hydrological flow over us. Huge domes of high pressure over us again and again and again. That spins clockwise, which spins the jet stream over us, down, picks up moisture on the Gulf, drenches the East Coast, or a lot of the eastern U.S., and then a lot of that moisture appears to be, they're trying to pump it back up toward the Arctic, where it looks like there's an absolutely all-out effort to keep the last bit of ice left in the Arctic until the melt season starts again. And there's some profound things going on in the Arctic.
Amazing. Alrighty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. In May 2009, in the San Joaquin Delta in California, about 35,000 jobs were lost, and 300,000 acres of farmland went unused, and almond orchard owners lost thousands of trees because the politicians diverted 83 billion gallons of water to the ocean, creating a man-made drought, allegedly to save the 3-inch delta smelt fish. So farmers lost their farms, and there was 40% unemployment. At least A quarter of the almonds for the country come from that region. Okay, so this is not something that has been happening just in the last year. This is something that was planned a long time ago, and incrementally they have been attacking California, which makes me kind of really very upset. I grew up in California, and it was a beautiful state. We had lush gardens, lush fruit trees, wonderful waterways. I haven't been there for some years, but I think I would absolutely be, well, heartbroken to return.
I think you would. I think you absolutely would. The difference in the last 10 years is, it's hard to even comprehend. The 10 years ago where I live in Northern California, Indiana, it was extremely lush here still. Springtime was just an explosion of green and growth, birds everywhere, life. Caterpillars, dragonflies, and it's almost completely gone now. And the spring was a very, very weak attempt at trees to put something out, even though they've been completely poisoned, literally, with the fallout from the geoengineering programs, the UV burning the hell out of them, drought. And again, we know these are all things that the science states clearly is connected to saturating the atmosphere with particulates, such as geoengineering particulates. So in my location for the last 7 years, we're almost 200 inches of rain short. In fact, I live where the water comes from that you just mentioned down to the Delta. I mean, this is, my property, almost backs up to Lake Shasta. I'm the last private land on the east side of the lake. And, this is literally the drainage that feeds, the areas you spoke of. And 200 inches of rain short in 7 years is a phenomenal amount, and it's absolutely directly connected to the blanket spraying of any storm system that comes across us. They siphon out most of the moisture. We don't get storm systems like we had 10 years ago where the clouds were racing in, very, very visibly defined clouds, not just a murky, toxic-looking canopy with almost nothing falling out of it. It's completely different. It's like living on a different planet here now. And the trees, again, are the fir trees that were once lush and green and full. You can see right through the ones that are still surviving. They've dropped most of their foliage. Their branches are twisting up. The tops are dead. And others are just flashed out stone dead. So it's completely different. And dragonflies were over our house. We would have maybe literally a couple hundred in the evenings because we live on a little hilltop. There might be two or three now. There's no turkeys. No, we can't hear any birds. It's completely different. I mean, it's absolutely astounding what's happened in the last 10 years here. So, yes, we appear to be, again, in Will Thomas's words, a climate sacrifice zone, and or maybe intentionally, they're shutting off our water. They're trying to pursue water rights here. So, and it's hard to wake people up because so many people don't want to look at this issue. It just doesn't fit. The local media spins it as if this is talking about UFOs or something, no matter how much science we give them. You know, there's a lot of people that are just highly resistant to facing this reality. Even some of the farmers that you spoke of. In fact, we passed on data to some almond farmers recently, and they just couldn't accept that this could be. You know, I think they'll have to soon because the whole climate system is unraveling. You know, geoengineering has, there's a lot of causes, but geoengineering certainly the largest single cause, and the system is quite literally imploding. There's some very dire data out there, and people can't hide from this for much longer. So the more seeds we sow of awareness, the more they'll understand what's happening as it unfolds.
And it is very deliberate. I remember reading a book several years ago, Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, and yeah. I kind of wonder if that wasn't some sort of a premonition, a warning of some sort. And when I read it, I thought, well, how could this happen? And of course, we know that man is very indifferent to his surroundings as far as taking care of things. And they typically, men, or I should say big corporations, like to exploit the Earth's resources, and they don't care about replacing what they've taken or at least cleaning up. I mean, if they go in and mine a particular area, they leave things in shambles. They just don't care about what they do as long as they get the resources out. That mean profits for their corporations, and it's just awful. And of course, the geoengineering is much more significant than exploiting the earth. It is a disaster for everybody on the planet.
It is, but I'm in total agreement with everything you just went over. Absolutely everything. First, it is Silent Spring. It literally is. I mean, I live in the middle of the wilderness. I'm out there with my children as much as I can be. And when we used to wake up in the tent out in the woods, it sounded like you're in the tiki room in Disneyland, which is a room where there's all these birds that sing. And, you know, it's just an absolute chorus. You couldn't sleep in the morning because there were so many birds. It is virtually silent now, literally. I mean, I'm not augmenting this at all. It's absolutely silent. And yes, we have been horrible stewards of the planet, and the corporate consumption of resources is atrocious. And then, you know, geoengineering stacked on top of all that. We have a crisis, and the crisis is now. And although they haven't cared about putting anything back, you know, only taking, the walls are closing in now. I mean, that party is just about over. And the data, as of yesterday, I think we've mentioned this on your show before, but the readings for methane that's now being released, fires are burning everywhere in the far, far north. I think as of yesterday, 170 fires burning in the far north of Siberia, places that normally never burnt. One of those fires, if you can imagine this, it's 225,000 square miles, not 225,000 miles square, of course, but it's 225,000 square miles. It's hard to get your arms around that. It's just, yes. I mean, so as this feedback cycle occurs, again, you have geoengineering. Just to recap for some of your listeners, you know, this global weather modification that's spilling our skies with toxic particulates, which radically fuels drought, poisons soils. So now we have the boreal forests, the terrestrial lungs of the planet, that are literally being, the soils are being poisoned with these bioavailable toxic metals, and it virtually sucks the moisture out of the air because these particulates are desiccants, so the rain is reduced radically. You have massive UV now that's cooking the trees, quite literally. And so these forests are burning. That puts more carbon into the atmosphere. That feeds this cycle. Now we have methane releasing all over the it's releasing all over the globe, actually, but you have some huge reservoirs in the Arctic, and we're seeing methane counts that are just, they're escalating by the day at this point. And people have no idea the runaway train we are on right now that's being made worse by geoengineering, which is their attempt to cover things up. And they can, in fact, and this, there's an event in the Arctic right now that, if I can outline very briefly, that shows the power of geoengineering. It's astounding, the cooling events they can create. But at what cost? At what cost? You worsen the overall warming to create a large regional cooling. So at the beginning of July, Arctic ice cap was melting at 135,000 square kilometers a day for the first half of the month. This is the peak of the melt season. So in the middle of the month, somehow in the second half of July, it went from a melt rate of 135,000 square kilometers a day to nothing. Now, how is that possible? This is just as astounding as Amarillo, Texas. In May 1st of this year, Amarillo, Texas was 100 degrees, broke the all-time record. It snowed on May 2nd. How is that possible? It's possible only through massive atmospheric manipulation of jet stream, perhaps even holes being ripped in the atmosphere with the ionosphere heaters, which is HARP. So they are pulling the system as hard as they can, Deanna, and it's causing great damage.
Amazing. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will be right back with our guest this hour, Dane Wigington. Go to his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Dane Wigington. That's W-I-G-I-N-G-T-O-N. The website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And certainly we know that they have been attempting to control the weather, in the 1950s? Because we know that they were doing that in Vietnam in order to slant the way that the war was going. And so weather modification is certainly not anything new.
It's not new. In fact, we feel back to the late 40s. Back to the late 40s is when these programs really got going. And what I was mentioning before the break, being these radical, radical extremes in weather, the example I gave in Amarillo, Texas, I mean, it's really not believable until you look at the data, which we posted an article about that particular event that with the NOAA data on it, you know, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So now back to what's happening in the states right now. You have this, what appears to be a conveyor belt set up to deliver moisture to the regions of the Arctic where, you know, it's wreaking havoc in the lower 48, but jet stream almost literally locked in place, and you have this refreezing of areas of the Arctic in the middle of the melt season. It's never, ever before been seen. At the same time, you're having record warm temperatures in other places in the Arctic. So how can this be? It's certainly anything but natural. So we know after 60 years of geoengineering, not only does it not work, it's killing everything. It's literally killing everything. But they're so invested in these programs, there's so much money being made, that they simply won't stop. And all the people that are involved that are not the ones pulling the strings, but the ones making, you know, their profit, their 9-to-5 job or whatever, it's, so many people are all too willing to conform. In fact, I spoke to, Deanne, I spoke to a, person from Jepsen, which is a global, it's a subsidiary of Boeing, and they're a global flight coordination, arm. And I spoke to this person for about 15 minutes. I know he has kids. And, as soon as I mentioned the word geoengineering, he turned his back and walked away, literally walked away, clearly involved with these programs. Jepsen would have to be. And I can't imagine with kids how a person justifies what they're doing. I just don't get it. But so many people are just simply, I guess, trying to make their mortgage payments so they don't consider what they're doing. And that's our goal, is to try to really get the word out as to how much is at risk here. And again, after a decade plus of doing this, I believe geoengineering, based on all available data, is the greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear catastrophe. And in fact, geoengineering is tied to nuclear catastrophe. If I can elaborate on that for 1 second, just had, according to recent data, we just had an almost very near Kerrigan event, which is a massive solar flare, a CME. Did you hear anything about that? About three weeks ago. A Kerrigan event is a huge event that happened in the 1800s with a solar flare that was so strong that it shut down electrical grids and wreaked havoc on the planet. So now geoengineering, because of the shredding of the atmosphere, the shredding of the ozone layer that we know is a result of these particulates, we don't have the natural protection we should have on the planet. So now if we get a massive CME, a coronal mass ejection, that's going to shut grids down all over the globe. Now nuclear plants can't cool themselves, and now we have Fukushima times who knows how many. So from every angle, geoengineering is literally closing the walls in on all of us. You know, we're breathing this stuff. We know that. We know respiratory mortality. In the continental U.S. alone, from 2005 to 2010, respiratory mortality went from 8th on the list of mortality to 3rd. We've heard it's moved up even higher now, but CDC is trying to hide that. Autism, 10,000% increase since 1975 that no one seems to be able to identify the cause of. I mean, there's red flags everywhere, but it's going to take all of us to wake up those that don't want to wake up, because a whole lot of our society doesn't want to wake up, as you know, yes?
Yes. And as you say, they're just trying to make the mortgage payment. They're just trying to keep their job. But somehow you have to take some responsibility for what you're doing in your job. I think that if you don't, where are your values? If you can do a job and you have children or grandchildren that are going to suffer or worse, I mean, they not live at all, I just kind of wonder where people's priorities are. And of course, people simply do not believe, because they might not want to injure or harm somebody. They simply cannot believe that there are groups of people who are so intent on profit that they do not care about the health or well-being of fellow citizens. And they simply cannot conceive that there are people like that, that they are psychopathic people who are running these programs.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is it is a mental block with a lot of people because they can't really comprehend such a total lack of compassion. But we know with psychoanalysis, again, there is a complete lack of compassion with psychopathic people, and this is how they behave, and they are the ones running the show here. So we simply have to face this. It's always been the case. If one looks back in history, you know, you have despotic people always in positions of power, and they do anything they can to anyone they can until people band together and rise up and put an end to it. And the bottom line is right now, for those who, as you said, are worried about their job, their mortgage payment, I think we should concern ourselves with the planet's ability to sustain life at all, because we are on the fast track to something we've talked about before called Venus Syndrome, and this is a very real scenario, and we are on this track. And again, the amount of methane pouring into the atmosphere right now is speeding this process. We're seeing methane levels even in, I just saw, they're detecting levels now 2,300 ppb, 2,300 parts per billion. That's a tripling of methane in the atmosphere since the start of the Industrial Revolution. And methane, and it's accelerating. That's the point. People look at this as a linear equation, which is wrong. You can't look back and say, well, it took this long for this to happen, it'll take that much longer for it to get worse. Not the case. The graph is going straight up right now. And again, methane over a 5-year time horizon, for example, is something in the range of 150 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. It's like covering the planet with a layer of glass. It's happening right now. And then what does the military-industrial complex do? There's something called Project Lucy. People can look this up, the acronym L-U-C-Y. It's a program to use the ionosphere heaters, which, again, for those listeners that don't know, these are massively powerful ground-based radio frequency transmitters that are literally able to heat the atmosphere. And they're using these to try to nuke the atmosphere more or less with opposing frequencies to degrade this methane. So they don't know what the cause or what the consequences would be from that either. But it's like the pharmaceutical cure. Again, they use geoengineering to try to slow down runaway warming, even though it makes it worse. Then they have to do all sorts of other insane activities to try to mitigate the side effects. In the meantime, the planet's being killed by all these programs. So it's
and what is amazing that these people who are running these programs live on the planet. Their children, grandchildren, great grandchildren will also live on the planet. How do they propose to escape the consequences that they seem to be putting on the rest of us?
Yeah, I mean, that question is certainly a primary one. Comes up all the time. And again, back to our discussion of the psychopathic behavior, and I've often mentioned that I have looked at two in-depth psychoanalysis of those in power, and a common thread to their various forms of psychosis is, and I quote right out of the text, a complete lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. So there's a certain blindness with such people that they, in their arrogance, they feel that they can control anything, that ultimately they have that much power, and they just cannot seem to comprehend what would seem obvious to the rest of us. It's, you know, again, we're talking about the same people that you mentioned the anniversary of the Japanese atomic bombs. They've detonated some 1,800-plus nuclear bombs on planet Earth. All of us are contaminated from that. Why did they do that? You know, they certainly know they work after a few dozen, right?
Sure.
And they continue to do it and use depleted uranium and ammunition to build nuclear plants like Fukushima that, I mean, if anybody is not keeping up on that, Fukushima could be a life-ending event on planet Earth. It's still unfolding. So, and there, I believe there's 300 nuclear facilities around the globe with over 1,000 reactors. I mean, this is not sane to engage in certain technologies and to build enough nuclear weapons to, there's enough nuclear weaponry to exterminate life on Earth. I believe it's 12,000 times over. Doesn't that seem a little insane? So we're just not dealing with sanity here, period. And whether they can exempt themselves from the health effects, I think I've mentioned on the show before, we know of a blood cleansing method in Germany, spoke to a researcher that's been there, been through the program. They may be able to exempt themselves from some of the toxicity, but only temporarily.
Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will be right back with our guest today. Stay tuned.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour has been Dane Wickington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And I think, well, I live in the Chicago area currently, and I note that the weather here is, well, is pretty drastic. I mean, we've had a lot of rain, then it's been very hot, then the next day it could be very cold. It is just so erratic. And I think that people all over the country can probably say the exact same thing, that this weather modification is affecting the growth seasons. And of course, and we also have the bee population, the collapse of the colonies. We have several things going on that we can visibly see and witness for ourselves.
We do, and you guys, you know, the rain you get is migrated from somewhere else where it doesn't fall, and the entire system is disrupted. And if you spoke about the heat there, you know, this fluctuating up and down, in the last few days and even today, there's something happening in Beijing, China, and other places in China called a wet bulb event. It sounds like an odd term, but what it refers to is the fact that it's a uncharted territory on planet Earth where the temperature is so high with a humidity that is so high, which is normally not accompanied with such high temperatures, that it can actually render the human organism unable to cool itself. And this could be a lethal event. And we're talking about temperatures in Beijing. I think they estimated as high as 108 today. This is absolutely uncharted territory with humidity levels in the range of 50% or more. And this is, you know, the impacts we don't know yet, but the planet is absolutely in meltdown right now, and those that think otherwise have simply not done the research. And again, it's not about Al Gore. I'm not a Gore fan at all, but there are very real things happening, and I don't think it can be hidden for long. And again, when they're trying to do things like cool a patch of the Arctic to keep the ice intact while everything else is being destroyed in the process, this is completely counterproductive overall, but it seems what they're hell-bent on doing. And as dire as it is, Deanne, I want to give people an idea of what they can do to change this equation, because they can, in this sense, if everybody helps get geoengineering to light, we could take a quantum leap in the right direction if we stop geoengineering. It doesn't mean that we can undo everything that's been done, but it means that we could still potentially have a planet that supports life. And on the spraying also, just to point out to your listeners, just because you don't see horizon-to-horizon trails over your head doesn't mean there's not aerosols in the air. If the sky is silvery white, not blue, aerosols are there. And we're seeing much more, what appears to be an effort to be much more covert with the spraying. They'll disperse in the early morning hours, or they'll leave a trail that seems to dissipate, brightly colored trail, but you know, which is not a condensation trail, and the particulates dissipate, and it's less in your face, if you will, but there's still spraying going on. So I don't want people to be bamboozled just because they are not seeing the horizon-to-horizon trails. But what people can do, arm yourself with credible data to share this. Learn a little bit about this issue and arm yourself with something to pass on to others and not just a verbal rant, because verbal rants are not effective. And we're having great success with a flyer that's a two-sided color glossy. People can make their own, just make it very credible. But if we have flyers that we mail out for the cost of the production and the mailing out, we just simply want to get them out there. We've tried to mail out quite a few batches at our own expense just to get them out there. But a flyer like this, and it's posted on our website, you can download it and make your own copies as well. And passing something like that on to people makes all the difference in the world, because you don't have to go into a rant. You can just say, you know, these programs are going on, the government's not telling us about it, media is not reporting. It's very, very important. Please look. People will respond to that, and they do. If you can give them a flyer with some credible data and a source for more, it works 10 times, 20 times better than anything you can say verbally. And
oh, exactly. And it's professionally created,
yeah.
And they can take it home with them. Usually when you meet people out and about, they're not willing to stand and or sit and talk with you or
right.
When you're visiting. But if you leave them something, they'll read it, and then they'll digest it better than if you attempt to tell them something when they're not receptive.
You're exactly right, because they have things to do when you're out and about. It's uncomfortable. Their defenses go up. But if you just simply make a quick statement and pass that on and then don't make them uncomfortable, you'll get the key in the door with that. And it's, again, hugely helpful. And these flyers are when the color glossy thick paper, they're not something people just throw away. I mean, it's something they pass on to others too, and that's also helpful. And then finding, you know, again, on the internet, groups, organizations, individuals, journalists, people who would care if they had a clue, send them a flaming arrow, send them a message to please investigate this issue, along with a couple links to credible articles. All this matters to help bring this issue to light, because I think the climate unraveling that we've spoken about during the program is going to gain such momentum in the weeks and months to come that it will be next to impossible for people to keep their head in the sand. I think the power structure is being backed into a corner as things unravel. You're having food shortages right now in many places around the globe, including Egypt, because crops are indeed failing. In South America, some of the countries there are telling their populations to curb their tomato use because those crops failed there as well. Again, when you destroy the ozone layer, the UV, the drought, the flooding, All of this contributes to a very diminished food production. When there's not enough to go around, chaos ensues. And so is this why Homeland Security has ordered, I don't know what the latest figure was, 2 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point to prepare for civil unrest when there's not enough to go around?
Right. You know, when people get hungry, they get mad.
They do. The law of the jungle prevails very, very, very quickly, the law of the jungle. Yes, and I think we're perilously close to that sort of an unraveling. So, again, geoengineering is a very uniting issue. People of all political stripes, when they realize they've been a part of a grand and lethal experiment, they all join hands and they all stand up. So this is the issue that's defining our time. We're trying to get the word out on it. There's a PowerPoint we did recently. I think it's up to 85,000 views on YouTube. It's called The Most Important Topic of Our Time. That can be a good tool to mail to people as well, which we'll update that somewhere down the road. But that's the most comprehensive A to Z, I think, in fastest moving fashion. So, and we will try to continue to post updated data at geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, and with the help of people like you, Deanna, the word is getting out.
And people can sign up for your newsletter, right on your site. Just one quick question from the chat room. Could you say something about the Patty Brizard whistleblowing event? Do you know anything about that?
I don't.
Okay. Well, that
who's
was
Patty
quick.
Who's Patty Brizard?
I don't know. A whistleblower associated with, who was it, the NSA?
I apologize. I'm not familiar with that name or that event. I maybe am immersed too deeply in other aspects of this research, and I might have missed that. If it's anything that pertains to us, I would ask whoever has asked that question to please contact us at geoengineeringwatch.org and let us know what that's about, if it's something that we should verse ourselves over.
Okay.
So sometimes when you're so close to the forest as we are, we might miss a tree here and there, you know.
Sure.
But We're trying to stay on top of a very, very rapidly unraveling situation climate-wise. And again, this equation, I can't stress this enough, it is very non-linear. It is truly coming unhinged by the day. So the sooner we can bring geoengineering to a light and, God willing, to a halt, the sooner the planet can respond on its own, the better chances we have. So.
Right, and you said that about reversibility. I personally believe that the Earth has the capacity and the capability of healing itself.
It does. It does. It's just a matter of what time frames are people considering this. Sometimes people think if this could be stopped in a year, everything would be fine, and that's just not a reality based on what we know about the laws of physics. And the planet is extremely resilient, but it has been absolutely decimated. So depending on how much methane releases, we could be in for a very extended equilibrium time. But that being said, it's still not just the best option, it's the only option.
Right.
We have to allow the planet to respond.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
But Congress is involved in this. They know what's going on. They act like they're ignorant. They say, oh, yeah, we'll take a look at it. But they are the culprits in this. And so when we're talking about psychopaths, we need to definitely include all of Congress in that grouping.
Completely agree. Completely agree. Thank you for your attention to this issue, Deanna.
All righty. Thank you so much for being on the program, Dane.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All righty. We will be back at 6 after the hour.